Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington is back at being mayor, leading a special session and a regular council meeting after a month-long hiatus. During the special session, aldermen discussed credit card use by elected officials and reviewed a proposal by VenueWorks to manage the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. The state police are looking into the use of a city credit card to purchase airline tickets for a trip to Bloomington's Japanese sister city. And VenueWorks is currently managing the Coliseum, now known as Grossinger Arena. Five former Coliseum managers have been indicted for fraud and money laundering after VenueWorks discovered. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Renner, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Good to be here.
We'll talk about credit cards, the BCPA, and all of that, along with a concept your downtown task force is discussing for the Market Street Garage location and progress on an interim city manager and the search for the city's next city manager. It's a long to-do list, and the list issues need attention. Are you ready to dive back in?
Absolutely, and you're absolutely correct, and that is there are so many things on our plate now, and the natural things, for example, like downtown revitalization, are taking on a new hue, as well as Eastland Mall economic development, as well as sewers and capital improvement plans, and now, of course, an interim and regular city manager, and all of the other revelations that have come out. So this is a very busy time to be a mayor of Bloomington, or a city council member for that matter.
We have not talked to you since your leave of absence. Why did you take it?
Oh, well, as I had mentioned, in consultation with my family and family physician, I decided to take a few weeks off on leave as mayor. You're never not mayor. Of course, I'm always on in conversation with the city manager and council members on telephone, but I wasn't in City Hall as much for several weeks.
Was there ever any question you'd return?
No.
What was the health issue that prompted this?
I'm not going to talk about that in any detail.
Why do you think you don't owe the citizens of Bloomington, whom you represent, a full accounting for the medical leave up front or even afterwards?
I don't know that I don't owe. I think that this is it's a private matter. If it does not affect my performance as mayor of Bloomington, I have yet to be asked by someone on the street. Usually people have said to me, "Hey, I'm glad you're back. Good to see you," or "Hey, I hope, how are things going?" And I'll say, "Hey, I'm doing fine." So I think that that's absolutely sufficient. I'm here, I'm ready, and we've got a lot of challenges ahead.
Was whatever it is affecting your performance?
No.
Can you reassure Bloomington residents you are back for good?
Yes.
Are you under treatment now for stress or anything else that may bear on your public duties?
I'm not going to go talking about details about my medical condition.
There have been lots of rumors flying around about the reason you took leave.
I'm sure there are, and I've heard probably 100 of them, Charlie.
Some of them, of course, are unflattering. We won't detail those mutterings. But
are there any that are flattering?
Usually not when the word rumor's attached. And rumor is a wayward and hardy child, difficult to stamp out. Did you do yourself a disservice in allowing rumors to sprout by not being more open about this?
I think that no matter what I would say, rumors would come out. Rumors, especially in the era of social media, and that we've got a couple of people who don't even live in our community who are spreading all kinds of falsehoods. It wouldn't really matter. I could be the angel Gabriel, and I would have all kinds of rumors out there.